WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bauer Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are...
And it is awesome!
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can live, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. And if you happen to be checking things out, please check out our fine friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us on Twitch... Well, you can get a free subscription to this channel. Yes, free. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free for 30 days. It is that simple using Prime Gaming. If you don't have it, well, you can go sign up for it. But if you also just want to follow the channel or hang out and chat, we are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. I have somewhat of a voice. So, yeah... Sinuses, yeah. Allergies, yeah. Love them. It's at Wild Talk Radio, at Track Radio Show, at Lynn Jordan. You can tweet us there. You can come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/DirtyLive and do the interact with us throughout the night because we have a fun show planned for you tonight.
We do. We have news, notes, NXT. All your favorites, and we are doing a discussion. We are going to do a tier list, y'all, and we are going to be rating Fortnite skins, because you know what? We just really don't feel like talking about anything in the world of professional wrestling. We want to have a little fun with it, so, you know, why not?
Why not? That's the way we do it. Why not?
So, yeah. Good times. Fun stuff. Very fun stuff. I'm sitting here watching HGTV as I like to do when we do these shows, and there's a pro streamer doing doing house hunters, basically. Like, he and his girlfriend are shopping for a house, and they had him with his streaming setup, and I'm like, this is a brilliant marketing scheme. This is like a brilliant plan on his part. Get your stream plugged on HGTV, because, you know, why not?
Why the hell not?
Also, Tweet of the Week is going to be very interesting. You know, just lock up your children now, because it's going to get kinky up in here. This is what happens when streamers are on Twitter at the exact same time, right?
I just saw something. Continue on. Let's get into news presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. What we're laughing at now, chat, you'll hear about in a half hour.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much, yeah. That's all I gotta say on the subject. Like, I just keep refreshing, and more keeps coming up, and I'm like, I just need to stop. Like, I just need to stop refreshing this and reading this and everything. So, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna throw our sheet up over Twitter, so that way I'm not reading it anymore, because this is what happens when I go on Twitter once a week, is I see all these different things.
And half of this is my fault, honestly.
Yeah, he started it. He brought it to my attention, and that's just how it all went to hell from there. So let's do the news. Right to our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. So we have several big stories coming out of wrestling this week, mainly WWE. They have had a very eventful week in terms of news. So we speculated about it last week, and then on Friday after our show, because of course that's how they roll, they announced that they will be going back on tour in July. They have announced 6 dates as of right now, so keep your eyes peeled to Twitter, because they've announced a 25-city tour between July 16th and Labor Day. So just watch out for that.
So we mentioned last week that it was coming, and it's here. It's going to start the weekend of Money in the Bank. Mentioned it's what, July 16th?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, July
14th?
18th.
18th.
18th, 19th, and 20th. Or 18th, 20th, and 21st. That's something like that, yeah. 18th, 20th, 21st will be the 3 events that they're going to be doing, which will be SmackDown, Money in the Bank, and Monday Night Raw. Those will be in the state of Texas. It's Houston, Fort Worth, and Dallas, I think.
Yeah, Dallas. Mm-hmm. And Kansas City was also thrown in that mix at one point as well.
Yeah, so that's the Texas weekend. Then you got Minnesota, Kansas City, and one other will be hosting Monday Night Raws and Friday Night SmackDowns. And we'll have news next week on where SummerSlam will be and what day it will be on, supposedly.
Place your bets, y'all. It could get really, really, really interesting. That's all we're going to say. Like, they haven't settled it yet. They haven't decided where they're going or what weekend they're doing it on. They're trying to plan it around a few different major events that are happening and deciding what they want to go head-to-head with. Because there's a building, I think, that they have their eye on. But it's just a question of if they can get it for SummerSlam and when they can get it for.
They can get the building. Whether they want to compete is another story.
Very, very true. So, yay for that. WWE's going back on tour. Woo! Please come to Atlanta, because I want to go. So, yeah. In other news, we now have a plethora of departures we have to talk about. I'm going to save the big one for last, because I want to talk about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, after 7 episodes of Monday Night Raw, Adnan Burke has left WWE as the play-by-play guy for Monday Night Raw, and he's not coming back.
Things were not working out. People were very critical of Adnan. I thought he was doing okay, not great. The first week was tremendous. After that, everyone got on him, and his work sort of digressed since then, and everything became a little too much for Adnan, and before being fired, they mutually agreed to part ways.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like they did him any favors. They basically just threw him into the fire with Monday Night Raw. And they do that a lot with announcers that they bring in from the outside. They don't necessarily give them the time to get ready and to calling play-by-play under their belts and learn all the names and the moves, especially if they're coming in from outside and they don't necessarily know all the wrestling moves. And so they tend to trip and stumble and fall a lot because of that. So I do feel a little bad for him because, you know, it's like I think he was very eager to do the job. I think he wanted to do the job, but he just didn't get any help there. And then I don't think he had much time for improvement before he decided he just did not want to continue with it.
There was probably a trial period built into this as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there was a trial period built into it, too. And they were probably coming up on the end of the trial period, or they just didn't even get to that point. And he was like, yeah, no, I'm out. This is not working out. Because he cited that the travel was just too much, but I think it was other factors as well.
Yeah, a lot of other factors, pal.
Yeah, yeah. A certain Mr. McMahon in your ear has got to be nerve-wracking as hell. It just goes to show that calling play-by-play or doing any kind of announcing in general is not the easiest thing to do in the world. That's made very evident by how much announcing turnover they've had in recent years. It's definitely a temperament thing in terms of being able to last as long as they do in WWE. So no fault to Adnan. It's just he wasn't the right fit for the job.
But there was someone who was the right fit, and well.
And well, I think a lot of people were hoping that Tom Phillips would come back to Monday Night Raw because he was a great fit. He did well on the announce team, but dear Tom, poor Tom, he just was not going to work out the way that I think the fans wanted. And in fact, he was supposedly, is there confirmation? Did they do the future endeavors?
He's been released, yes. They haven't announced it, but yes.
He's been let go, which I feel really bad for Tom Phillips. I mean, he didn't help himself at all much because he shot himself in the foot with the sex scandal, but...
So, he was the lead guy on SmackDown originally at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Then got replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Then became the... Then he was moved to Raw, got replaced.
Well, he was... It started before that. He was on NXT.
No. Then he was replaced again on Raw and then got it back. And then replaced again.
Yeah. So, I think, you know, honestly, all things considered, Tom Phillips was very good at his job. I'm not sure why they didn't want him there. I felt like he had really good chemistry with the duo that's left. Or the rotating duo, because that keeps changing.
God,
so basically,
imagine if it was Tom, Corey, and Byron. That would be fantastic to listen to.
It was that once. Like, they did it once, where they were all three together, and everybody was so happy about it, because it's like, yes.
That was the NXT crew.
That was such a great announce team, and it just, they never went there with it, and for whatever reason, I don't know why, like, they have a very clear vision of what they want for the announcing, and unfortunately, Tom Phillips just was not it. So, it was announced yesterday that Jimmy Smith of Bellator fame has been hired to fill the vacant announcer's position. It will be interesting to see how he fills the spot, because at least he's somewhat familiar with
the NXT product,
so he at least kind of knows what he gets into. And they probably had him on the back burner just in case Adnan did not work out, which was very smart.
Though the people were finding his Twitter where he tweeted, "I don't know much about wrestling." 2 years ago. So
you can learn about wrestling in 2 years. They say the same thing. They said, here's the thing, they did the same thing to Renee Young.
Oh yeah.
Just pointing that out. And she learned, so Jimmy can learn as well. And I'm sure he has been watching and paying attention. Like, I think, like, Adnan was a Nick Khan thing, and I think he kind of came out of the blue. I would thoroughly believe that Jimmy Smith has been, you know, doing his thing and learning the product to get involved, and he understands what's going on. I would hope. If not, Jimmy, get Peacock and just learn as fast as you can, because you only have till Monday. And then there's the rest
Hold
of
on.
The
thing. Oh, I have a news story we have to talk about. It's not on the sheet. It just happened. So there are things called Twitch watch parties, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you can go on your Amazon Prime and you watch your movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to stream a movie, make sure it is locked into Amazon Prime, which if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. You support channel by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. WWE Superstar page was banned on Twitch for streaming a movie not on Amazon Prime. It was on Amazon, but not on Amazon Prime. Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, dear.
You can't make that up.
Oh, dear.
You cannot make that up.
Is she like permaban or is she 24-hour ban?
I assume it's a 24 DMCA ban. So,
oh dear, that's awkward.
It got up to the toilet scene.
Oh, okay, all right.
In other news,
going back to WWE, because like we said, they had a very eventful week. The layoffs continue, but this is in corporate, which does not suggest great things, because they're doing what is corporately termed a restructuring effort, which means they're combining departments and they're cutting people to save money in what I would term an actual cost-cutting measure. About 60 people were laid off this past week, and the departments that got restructured in quotations were the TV and digital departments. They were essentially combined. The production people were affected. WWE Studios was affected. Their president got laid off. The EVP of, I think, internal marketing.
Advanced marketing.
Advanced marketing, thank you, got laid off as well.
That whole advanced marketing group got downsized, basically.
Yeah, got let go. Which suggests to me, like, all of this suggests to me that they might be looking to start to farm out some of their marketing
mm-hmm.
to either, like, an agency or to, like, a third-party vendor and have them start to handle some of it because it's cheaper than having people in-house. We'll see. WWE, if you need an agency, call me. I know people. Anyway, but what's interesting is to me is that they threw it out there that, well, we just found a lot of redundancy, which is true because they had essentially a design department for TV that was handling all of the TV side with like the 3D graphics and the video and the regular graphics and that kind of thing. And then you had the digital group that was handling all the video production for digital and the stuff for the website and all of those needs as well as the marketing needs. So they took those two groups and said, you know what? You guys do the same thing. We're just going to cut you guys. We're going to slam you together and then we're going to make you do each other's work. It's never good. That does not create a happy environment. So I'm sorry because it seems like a lot of really talented people got let go. Like you never want to see anybody get fired, especially when it's a corporate position and the market that the way that it is right now is it's a little difficult to find positions. So I'm very, very sad to see a lot of really talented people let go because they had some exceptionally talented people. I told Rock it was interesting because they actually had multiple positions open for that group or for the groups that got affected.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one point where I was actually thinking about going for one of the jobs, and I'm really happy that I didn't, because in all likelihood, I probably would have gotten let go if I had gotten the job. So it's kind of interesting that you're advertising and then you cut a bunch of people. That doesn't send the right message at all, but here we are. So hopefully this is kind of the last for a while. They did send a reassurance email after they let a bunch of people go, which, you know, if you work corporate, you know how that feels. Hunger Games.
It was a conference call or something.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
Sitting on a conference call and you're like, we good?
Yeah, it was one of them things.
Just as a personal note, those are always super awkward because when they've gone through a round of things and then they pull a group of people into a conference call, you have no idea what's about to happen. It's beyond terrifying because it's like, am I about to get fired? Like in a group setting? Because I've seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just pull you all into a room and they're like, okay, yeah, so we're letting you all go. Just as an FYI, here's your information that you need. So when you get pulled on a conference call like that after all of this has occurred, it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. And then they're like, yeah, no, it's fine. Everything's okay. Everybody else is good. And then you're like sitting there quietly on the call, sending emails to everybody you know. But you're like, are you still here? Are you still employed? Are you okay? Because I've been in that situation too, and it sucks. And it's like, and then you very slowly kind of like, it all kind of like trickles down the chain of like who's left and who's not. And then it's like, oh shit. Like it's terrible. It's an awful environment to be in. So I feel really, really bad for everybody at corporate because that just sucks. Like this week was not a good week at all for corporate. So solidarity with everybody that got let go, because man, that's no fun at all. And what's going to make it even more awkward is that WWE announced that the employees will be returning to the office. We don't know which one. Could be the new one, could be the old one. Nobody has any clue. But they are coming back to the office in July as well. So, you know, because that will make a wonderful environment where you walk in and you see your desk. Which for me, okay, I just have to keep talking about this. So if you've worked in the corporate environment and you have not gone back, it is the weirdest, weirdest feeling in the world to walk in your office after, let's see, for me it was 7 months, 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
It was closer to 9, wasn't it? Because it was like December.
Yeah, 9, yeah.
To walk in your office after 9 months and everything is exactly as you left it 9 months ago. Like, it's some post-apocalyptic shit that, like, you just walk into the building and everything is, like, literally frozen in time from the last day that you were in the office. It's so weird. So I can't imagine, like, all of these people, like, coming back a year plus after everything that's happened, which includes furloughs and layoffs and everything else, and you just walk in and you kind of see who's left standing. That's going to be terrible. I hope they allow booze in that office, because, man, that's, they're going to need it. Like, really, really bad. Going to need it. So, yeah. So, WWE, they had a fun week. We don't have any other wrestling news, but... And, you know, good luck to everybody that's been let go. Good luck to everybody that's moved on. And I hope you guys are extremely successful wherever you go. And with that, NXT?
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So we open up the show with... Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai taking on Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon, because Dakota and Raquel want to get back into tag team wrestling. Things didn't quite work out, as they were able to take care of Dakota, and Raquel had a mad afterwards.
She did have a mad afterwards. She kind of beat up on Ember and Shotzi a little bit afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. So did Dakota got involved too, and... They were sending a message back. I mean, you might have got the win, but hey, you don't win the war.
Mm-mm.
I want Ember and Raquel to go one-on-one again.
I would be okay with that. I would really be fine with that.
Be very fine with it. We had Tommaso and Timmy cutting a promo on the Grizzled Young Veterans. So they're looking for revenge. Good stuff.
Very, very good stuff. You know, honestly, I don't need to see Timothy Thatcher that close up, so... Maybe let's not do that. It was very intense, though. Like, Tommaso and Tim are coming for people.
Mm-hmm.
In a really bad way. Stop sending me tweets, Rock. I don't need any more tweets. I have an entire thread.
That was for the group.
I know, but still, I have an entire thread.
It was just funny what happened. Anyway, Pete Dunne took on Bobby Fish. Hell of a match.
I would be okay with seeing this again and again
and again
and again, again for again. A hot minute. Like, they just kind of beat the crap out of each other, and I'm here for it.
But Pete, we got the win, and then they were attacking Bobby after the match. It's like, where's Bobby's help? Where's Kyle?
Kyle's not going to come help.
Kyle was nowhere to be found, which was very interesting.
Well, I mean, okay, but to be fair, they're not... together anymore.
Okay.
Like,
but did he have no other friends?
Apparently not. I mean, all his friends were the Undisputed Era boys, and let's see, Roddy's gone. Adam is hurt.
He's disappeared.
Kyle
yeah.
is MIA. Or actually, Kyle was in another match. And yeah, so there's just Bobby.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll make new friends.
Maybe. So Mercedes cut a promo about her way back to the title, and in the background was Boa. Watching. Creeping. Mercedes took on Zyla Ramir. Mercedes got the win. And then after the match, the lights went out. Then we had, what's her name on the stage? And then you saw ink on the hand. Mercedes. She's been marked.
I'm not sure what to do with this, honestly. Because, like, I feel like they were pushing them for a while, and then they disappeared for a minute, and now they're kind of bringing them back.
Yeah, it's like a hard push, and then they're like...
Where
do we go?
I'm not sure I'm feeling it. Like, I don't want to say that, but, like, I'm just not sure I'm feeling it.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
It's very interesting. So, yeah, we'll see where it goes, but Mercedes versus Zaya. Okay.
All right, we'll see where it goes. So we had Tony Storm in the back. She was chatting it up with Mr. Ted DiBiase, who also wanted nothing to do with Robert Stone. And then Cameron Grimes comes down to the ring... Interrupted by the Million Dollar Man. We had To the Moon and DiBiase chance. Cameron wanted to know why Ted kept coming after him. He wasn't always rich and just got rich recently. And he's looked up to Ted and learned that you could treat people like crap and people will still like you. Why? Because you have money. Cameron talked about being disappointed in meeting his idol. And then Ted told Cameron that he and Cameron, they have a lot in common. He said the reason he put Cameron through hell was because he sees a little bit of himself in Cameron Grimes. He said he's here because he's looking for an individual who embodies the Million Dollar Legacy. His son didn't have it. They tried. Anyway, so Grimes has got it, but ever since Grimes has got rich, he's lost his focus. And then out came L.A. Knight. Knight said, was talking about he's here to give Ted a $1 million opportunity. He said he is the man that can get things done. He said he talked about he's gold while Grimes just randomly rich off of virtual money. And Cameron was trying to interrupt him, but he's like, no, let's hear him out. Let's hear him out. Teddy's seen Knights travel the world and gain success and even leading to potential success here in NXT. Ted said Knight even has the $1 million body. Cameron said he understands Knight's rip, but he's no Cameron Grimes. Cameron told Knight to get out of his ring or else he's going to kick Knight's ass
to the moon.
And then Cameron goes to talk to Ted, and then LA Knight attacks him, leaves him laying. Ted's like, "You kid, you're just not going to get it, are you? Ha 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 ha."
I'm really liking, really, really, really liking this whole thing. Like, really thoroughly enjoying this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, like, it's just too good, you know?
Yeah, really, really good.
Like, it was a little mean that Ted did that, but I feel like in the end, like, it's gonna all resolve itself and Cameron's going to be really better for it. Because that's the whole point of this, right? Is to boost Cameron Grimes and LA Knight. And yeah. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They've really done a great job with Cameron, especially in terms of growing his character and expanding it out beyond what he was doing before. And like we keep saying, he continues to come into his own with it. Like, he just continues to own it and he does a great job with it. And now with the involvement of LA Knight, with Ted DiBiase potentially behind him, I'm here for that. Like, I'm completely here for that. Poor old Ted though, man. They don't need to show him walking around much. Like, he's okay. He can get around, but it's not the best.
Yeah, it's not the best. So, I'll let you take over this next little segment, Indy Hartwell backstage.
So, Indy's looking for Dexter.
Her bae.
She's looking for bae, man. She needs to find her bae. Is bae still a thing in 2021?
I don't know.
I have no idea, but she's looking for her man. She's got to find him, right? Because the love is real, right? He didn't send those flowers. Index lives. Indy's back on the train, man. She got off the train for a minute, but now she's back on the train. She's here. She's trying to find Dexter. She can't find him. She's searching in all the places that she can think of in the Capitol Wrestling Center, which, frankly, there aren't a lot because it's not that big, until she comes upon a room. She knocks on the door. She walks in the room. The lights come up, and what she sees is heartbreaking. Her words from last week, where she called Dexter a creepy loser, had a bit larger effect than even her DM, whatever she sent him, could solve. There are broken hearts, bleeding hearts, hand-drawn images of Dexter with a knife in his chest as she's saying loser, laying on the massage table, all over the room. And Dexter's made it clear that he's heartbroken that his girl, his love, could say such mean things about him without really her knowing that she said that he was like right there, but you know.
Yeah.
So will Indy have to grovel? Will she get her man back? Or is Indy and the rest of the way in a world of trouble because now they've got a heartbroken stalker, psycho killer man on their hands?
They do.
We will have to see. But this was so good. This was perfect.
Yeah. Frankie Monet made her world premiere debut in the ring against Coral Jade. Solid match. Got the win.
I'm going to be real. I did not like the thing that she wore to the ring. It's a little big for my taste. Little big.
Imperium was her promo from Walter. He talked about how they were showing weakness. That's why they got rid of Alexander Wolf. And told Barthel and Eichner to step things up. So there you go.
I really liked this. I really liked how they presented this, but it had a strange kind of vibe to it because you had Walter on the TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you can totally tell that Walter got a haircut when he got home. so, like, you have Walter on the TV, he's cutting the promo, and they're cutting back and forth between Imperium watching it and then the actual, like, video of him because the quality kept changing. And, like, it was really good, but it kind of almost had this, like, weird cult vibe to it.
Yeah.
Kind of like almost an indoctrination kind of thing to it. Like, it was really, it had a strange vibe. I'm not sure I was quite on board with it. Like, I liked the promo. I thought the promo was really, really good. It just had this weird vibe because they're standing in this dark room watching Walter on this TV. But the way that they set it up is it almost made it feel like he was there for a second. Like, if you you kind of closed your eyes.
I think that's what was the idea.
Yeah, it was the intent to make it feel like he was actually there, even though he's not there. But yeah, they did a great job with this. I thought this was well done.
So Bronson Reed, your new North American champion, came to the ring. He was cutting a promo, got interrupted by Santos Escobar and crew, basically setting up a Santos Escobar Bronson Reed feud for the championship. You also had his cronies tried to attack Bronson, but you had MSK come out and clear the ring.
I'm here for this. I did like Joaquin Wilde, like his part in this. He was really good. I liked the boys in this. They played a nice like backup to Santos.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is like the most like just the way that they had even Santos. He was like okay, yeah, I'm liking this. Like I like kind of him being cocky because I feel like we lost that a little bit, even though he's been on TV like from week to week. But just there's something about this that felt really good.
William Regal announced next week the number one contenders match for the NXT Championship. Kyle O'Reilly, Pete Dunne, and Johnny Gargano. Winner goes to TakeOver in your house.
I mean, because, yeah, no, we all didn't need our ovaries at all. I mean, just sure, yeah, just drop that on TV. Okay. Thanks, William.
Finn Balor, Karrion Kross, NXT Championship.
Jesus.
Really good.
I would once again like to thank Triple H and William Regal and everybody involved in NXT for giving us a pay-per-view level quality match for free on TV because, damn, this was good.
Mm-hmm.
This was so good.
Mm-hmm. Question is, with Karrion Kross putting Balor to sleep, is this the swan song for Finn Balor in NXT?
There is a rumor that he is going back up to the main roster. Send him to Raw. They need him. But we'll see. I mean, I don't think there's much left for him to do in NXT, especially for someone on his level. I mean, if you wanted to have him go for the North American title or the tag titles, you absolutely could, but I don't think you really need him to. I think he could go somewhere else and be better used, but that's certainly not my decision to make. And we'll see. I think they've done a good job of rebuilding him, of getting him settled into a new character, and bringing him back up with what he's doing now, I think will be really beneficial.
Yeah.
To a lot of people. And then that will clear the way for other people that they're building up for Karrion Kross, for basically the triple threat next week, to get their bite at the apple. Because you kind of need to open that space up for that next really strong contender, which they now have for Karrion Kross. They actually technically have three, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of continue to rotate them around until somebody either takes the title off of Karrion Kross or he just beats them all and then you have to create another one. But they've got at least till the end of the year, potentially, with these three.
At least through the summer.
Yeah, at least through the summer.
With that said, I say we take a break.
I say we take a break. And when we come back, we are going to be doing Tweet of the Week and we're going to be ranking Fortnite skins. So you don't want to miss that. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night
bang event.
CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/rackradioshow.
Mondays, once Monday Night Raw ends. Join us for the Monday Night Raw post show.
Today I have something super serious to talk to you about.
Join us as we break down all the highs, the lows, and all the holy f*** moments that go down every single Monday night.
Exercise!
It's the Raw post show, Monday nights 11 p.m. Eastern.
Do I have your attention now?
Streaming live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha!
There is no one better at covering AIDS. Then CB Radio Not So Live. Join Sir Rockin, the intern and lone jobber as they go all elite. With their breakdowns of every AEW pay-per-view event. CB Radio Not So Live available after every AEW pay-per-view. At wildtalkradio.com and cbradiolive.com.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is Renee Paquette. You can check out my new book, Messy in the Kitchen, and check out Brack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
There once was a squad that readied up with outfits of fancy to say what's up. Their hopes were high for a win that day. Go, me squatty boys, go. See there, the storm she come to whittle us down and leave just one. Grab your squad quick on the run, let's take our dub and go. The drop was hot and full of threat, 'twas lit up by a...
And welcome back to The Rack, right here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, wildtalkradio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you happen to be on Twitch and happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use that here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. And if you want to follow us, you can hit the button as well. Or if you want to hang out and chat, we are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty. Darkness 429, aka Timmy. Dr. Lupo can suck a fart with a bendy straw. Ames. Mom and Dad are fighting. Timmy replies, this is our love language. Caliverse. He will? Timmy. Exactly. Glenn Jacobs. It was an honor to introduce Pete Rose at tonight's baseball banquet. Kane responds, wait a second. Don't I know that guy with the mayor?
I love it.
Consistency.
The consistency is great.
So good. The fact that he went on Twitter twice. Bless him.
He quote tweeted himself.
Better the person that runs the Kane account saw it and saw an opportunity and took it. Either way.
Well done.
So Nate shot over the fall, winter, spring, whenever the hell it was, you know, made a casual comment about, you know, getting a specific tattoo, something, you know, that said sex is temporary, gaming is forever on his body. And he made a bet with Rossi, and he lost the bet, and he has to get the tattoo.
He got the tattoo.
He got the tattoo, and he didn't put it where I think he put it, did he?
No, it's not on his neck, no.
Okay, so he tweeted out that going across his neck was the quote, sex is temporary, gaming is forever. Jordan Fisher responds, you know what? No. There's no way. I know Matt. There's simply no shot he would ever get it on his neck. No shot. Quote this. So we're quoting it. So say the Jordan Fisher. Man is she.
Hold on. Before you continue, I want to interject with a couple of tweets. Twitter Gaming tweeted, today is day, referring to, you know, him getting the tattoo. Mm-hmm. And they put up the tweet in their bio. Their new bio and header might be the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen on this website and apps in Nate Shot. Mm-hmm. Twitter Gaming replied, don't worry, the header is only temporary.
Oh.
You may continue. It all tied in context-wise.
Yes. Manishi. Fine. I'll buy some damn crypto. Then she follows up, how, lol. Then she follows that up with, just send a guy a couple hundred grand to trade for me on Venmo. I think it will be easier.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Lupo.
It's Lupo, man.
Anyone else notice that the marketing for Tom Hiddleston's upcoming Marvel series on Disney Plus has been pretty low-key? Yo, Disney, I'm funny as hell. And he added them.
He replied to himself, I'm literally crying for my own joke. What is wrong with me?
He's bored. Supermodel Jesse Kamea. Doubt there's a better manager out there. Hashtag Suitman Stone. Hashtag NXT. It's a picture of Robert Stone taking a picture of her. Indie Wrestling replies, doubt there's a better publicist out there. Hashtag Podmay. Hashtag The Way. And it's a picture of Johnny and Candace's dog with The Way poster in the background. It's a good picture.
Yeah.
Indie Wrestling, I've lost my mind. I spent the night crying on the floor in my bathroom. This is after she found the room with all the pictures. Austin Theory, we can go to therapy. She responds, no, Austin.
No.
Robert Stone replies, you need a shoulder to cry on? Beth Phoenix, scram, Suitman Stone. This is girl talk. I just want to be here for her. Kinsey Mitchell, it's okay, Indy. Do you need to talk? I promise I won't bring a camera with me. She responds with a crying, like a bunch of sad face crying emojis. All here for Indy Hartwell, and you know, just go apologize to him. It'll be fine. It'll be totally fine.
Everything will be fine. Yeah.
Doctor and Lupo, dungeons and or dragons, you decide. JK, it's both. Come chill. Darkness 429, please put me in your dungeon.
Okay, gonna stop you there. Chat,
it's a this, thread. This is a whole thread.
This is what we were talking about earlier in the show. Go.
Yeah, this is a thing. And put your kids to bed because this is gonna get deranged really quick. Caliverse, are you a dragon? Genticles. So, funny story. I used to think Dungeons and Dragons were code for a sex thing because, like, come on, seems pretty suggestive. And then she responds, you know, like, ooh, girl, you gonna let this dragon in your dungeon? Suggestive lewd wink. Responds, Jen, what the fuck? I have to keep going up. Then Jen responds, oh, that's too far.
Ooh, that's too much? What?
Timmy goes, I mean, dragon dildos are a real thing, so sure, I see what you're going with on this. Jen goes, wait, what? Caliverse goes, wait, what? Jen's like, lamau, we did it at the same time. Tim's like, what? Oh, sure, like, you've never just accidentally found the dragon dildo section on Amazon? Kay.
I mean, it is a thing.
It actually is. There's more than just dildos.
We've grown down this, yep. We've gone we've done this rabbit hole before many a time.
Yeah, on CB radio, yeah. I just,
I think me and you have done it once too.
Yeah, I think we did too.
Yeah.
I think I was helping you with something for CB radio, and that's how we went down that rabbit hole.
I
learned more that night than I ever wanted to about dildos.
We learned some stuff that night, Chad, and you all experienced it when we did the debate.
Yeah. People get their shit on. That's all I'm going to say. Jen responds to Tim. Tim, no one is here to kink shame you. What you and Dr. Lupo do in private is your business. Tim goes, ma'am, this is a Wendy's. Callie goes, no, never LOL, Tim. I can't with you. Ha 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 ha. Jen, you and I both know Wendy's wouldn't allow that. It's not McDonald's. He replies, Brian, a.k.a. D-Day, goes, Moose Knuckle is innocent and D&D is a sex thing? Jen's like, I really don't understand the Moose Knuckle thing either. I don't know what that is. I'm not Googling that. I don't want to know either. Jen then goes back into the conversation. LMAO, so I just wanted to point out, this started with Tim being shook that I suggested D&D, D&D was sexual. And now he's fully embraced in and thrown Star Wars into the mix. Tim goes, the only one that is to blame here is you, Madam Tentacles. Callie responds with fries being dipped into a Wendy's Frosty, and she goes, I mean,
yeah.
Jen goes, why is that so sexual? Oh my god, ha 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 ha. Tim responds, because Callie understands that Lupo is the Frosty to my French fry, if you catch my drift. We get a vomiting Baby Yoda from Caliverse. Tim sends a reply of the Mandalorian going, this is the way. And Callie ends it with going, Jen, he said, this is the way. I don't even think I got all of it. That's all I could see. Like, it just got so deranged.
You got all of it.
Okay, I got all of it.
Yeah.
All right. Marcel tweets a picture of him riding a really cool bike through his house. Dr. Lupo responds, one question, that bike fit another person? And Marcel responds, if you sit on my lap. Yes, I think we know where this is going.
Yep.
Oh, and that's all I have, which is more than enough, I feel like.
Oh, well, plenty. So Twitch tweeted out about Tim's new limited time figure thing that they're producing. Mm-hmm. Tim goes, this is perfect in every way. Twitch, let us know when those head dense hoodies come in. Mm. Courage Dunlap, or Jack Dunlap, a.k.a. Courage JD, has a Star Wars Twitter where he sits and watches all the Star Wars stuff. So this is the thread from him watching movies. Clone troopers have the same accuracy as Tim the Tatman. They are really making my ass read this whole damn novel off the start. These little aliens are how I imagine my YouTube members in chat. Wait, I thought Harrison Ford was Obi-Wan Kenobi. Who in the hell is this guy? What does the Death Star and Tim the Tatman have in common? Anyone? Anyone?
They're both round.
They both have a massive dent.
That's so mean. But true.
Yoda is 800 years old? Jesus, that's half the age of Dr. Disrespect.
Okay, Jack, if you're gonna watch Star Wars to burn, like, people, you should do that live.
Well, there's a live running feed as he's watching it.
I know, but, like, do it on YouTube. Like, do a watch party with Star Wars and just sit there and burn people.
Han Solo, stop trying to fuck Princess Leia.
I have some really bad news about that.
Yeah. Anyway, he continued on and on. So, it's at Courage Star Wars. He's done a lot. Adam Pierce, so the real Abyss is still busy working on his autobiography, but he's not happy with any of the ideas he's gotten for the title. He needs more suggestions. Let's go. And it's a picture of him working on it with his iPad. Billy Kidman replies, I think he finally has the title, but he's still trying to figure out how to turn on the iPad before the idea is gone. Trenty Locks, I bought an Xbox controller that's the same color as my wrestling gear. Someone please shit in my bag. I deserve it. Randy Orton did a thinking emoji?
No, Randy!
And finally, WWE Creative-ish. What are we supposed to do with all these unsold Adnan Verk merchandise? Adnan Verk. Start a GoFundMe? That was Tweet of the Week.
Now, chat. We're going to have a little fun. We decided that we weren't really into talking any wrestling for a discussion this week because we're in between pay-per-views. So we thought we'd do something light and fun. And we're going to rank Fortnite Battle Pass skins. So y'all need to buckle up because there's a lot that we have to talk about. So go get you a snack real quick. Go to the bathroom. Go do whatever the heck you need to do.
Well, don't go to the bathroom. Stay here. Stay.
Well, you know, I want them to be comfortable and not have to pee in the middle of it because that's always awkward. So
we're ranking them from S tier, which is top tier, all the way down to D tier. And these are the Battle Pass skins from Chapter 1, Season 2, all the way till now, Chapter 2, Season 6. So let's get going. What's up first?
So up first, we have 8-Ball versus Scratch. You aren't familiar with this. This is basically the polar opposites from Chapter 2, Season 1, where there's the good guy and the bad guy. One is black, one is white. It's a spy versus spy, and they're pool balls. Humanized.
Yep. I'd say C.
Honestly, I would say a B or a C. I liked the concept of them.
Yeah.
I liked how at the end of the season they became quote-unquote corrupted. So that was a little bonus that I don't think anybody was expecting. But I think in terms of the concept, like the white version
is better than the black version.
Yeah.
I still say C.
Okay.
I think there's going to be better skins than that coming.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay. We can always adjust it later.
So are we doing them in the order of how you have them here on the screen? Or okay.
They're on the screen are basically the same, yeah.
All right. Up next, we have Agent Jonesy. He's from the current season. And he has multiple skin variants, so from being in a suit all the way down to being in his survival gear because he got lost in the loop and he's stuck, per the story.
I say...
I'm going to say he's a C.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I mean, I like Agent Jonesy, but I like him as a character. I don't really like him as a playable skin. But I think overall the design is cool for all the different progressions of him. And I like how you can see the story of what happened to him in the progressions. That's nice.
Yeah. All right.
Next. Agent Peely. There are multiple versions of him as well. He's got the standard suit, the black suit, the white suit. He can be all gold. He can be partially gold. It's up to you how you want to take your nanner. I say we put it as a B just because they put a banana in a suit.
Yes.
They finally gave Peely pants. They figured that whole awkward bottom of the banana thing out, which I don't want to know how they got that bottom of that banana into pants.
By the way, he was a part of the Fortnite versus Apple trial, and people had to describe what Peely is.
Yeah, so just for that, you know, the fact that they had to describe a banana skin is just perfect.
Naked. Yeah, naked banana Peely, too. We'll have more Peely in a few minutes.
Yeah. So up next, we have the AIM robot. He is from Chapter 1.
Honestly, C.
I would say C or D. Like, he's cool. He's actually, I think, one of the first bonus skins I got. I think he was the first one, actually.
I don't think he was the first. He was one of the first. I think he's cool. I like him. But he's not D. He's average.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good design. Like, he's got some neat elements to it. But this is before they really kind of went super psychotic insane with this with the skin designs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think C's good.
All right, next.
Up next, we have the Aquaman, Jason Momoa. I mean, that version, I think the shirtless version, even without the nipples, I would call that an A. They did a really nice job on the render with that.
Okay.
For both, especially with, like, the tattoos in the face. Like, you can definitely tell that that is Jason Momoa without any question. So, I would give it an A.
Okay.
I can't tell what that one is.
It's in order. It's in order.
Is it so, Black Hawk.
Yep. Battle Hawk.
Battle Hawk. Sorry. Battle Hawk. Chapter 4, Season 1, a.k.a. Miz with an eye patch.
I like it. It's average, though. I say C.
I would say C or D. I didn't get that one, so...
But by look, it was one of the first, you know, out of the, it wasn't like your typical default skin. It had a little flair to it. I say C.
Okay. I mean, I can agree with that. Then we have Sexy McSessy Pants, Blackheart. Chapter 1, Season 8. And he has variants where he can go down into skeleton form.
I say B.
I would say he's a solid B. They did a good job on him.
Yeah.
He was one of the more, like, the start of them really kind of, like, going up in terms of the skin design and trying things with the skins.
Yeah, the evolution of the skins, yeah.
Yeah, like, they did a really fantastic job with him.
Okay.
And, you know, who doesn't love pirates, right? Like, am I right? Up next, we have the Black Knight.
One of the original OG skins from the Battle Pass. It's a skin, it's just...
I would say it's a C.
C, D, yeah. We'll go C.
Be nice to it.
Be nice to it. Same with Blue Squire. I would say that's a D.
Yeah, I mean, it's decent, but it's not like anything, you know, terribly, like, groundbreaking or anything like that.
No,
it's cool, though.
But it was in one of the original skins, so.
Yeah. This was, like, when I think they were still trying to figure stuff out with the game and what they were going to do and that kind of thing. So up next, we have Brutus. He was one of the first, like, thick skins that came into Battle Royale because he built, like, a brick shit house. He has variants. He has, which honestly, I hate his Ghost and Shadow variants. I really hate them. Like the Stormtrooper or the Baymax helmet that he has.
Yeah, I don't like them. So for
and then the, I, d- for I don't like the mask either.
So for that, he has to be down to a C.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the variants.
Like the helmet is played like a part later on.
Yeah, but it just doesn't work.
It just doesn't do anything for me.
Bunker Jonesy.
I hate that we keep putting everything to C, but I feel like he's a C.
He is. I mean, there's a lot of skins. It's going to even out at some point, so.
Yeah.
Calamity. I like Calamity.
I would call Calamity a B just because she has a lot of variants to her.
She's cool.
And she's one of those that they got experimental with early on, so I would call Calamity a B.
And she's like an easy character to play with, too.
She is, yeah. She's very cute.
In terms of hitboxes, so it's like she's an easy character to use.
The only thing I don't like about her is the coat's really glitchy.
Yeah, well.
But that's like my only real complaint about her.
Mm-hmm.
So up next, scrolling.
Cameo and Chick.
Chic. Honestly,
D.
I think Chic is better. The black and pink, it's cuter.
Yeah, CD.
I'm gonna say this is a CD, yeah, because this is like this just doesn't do anything for me yet.
D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because, like.
It just doesn't have... Cool in concept doesn't translate well in visual.
Yeah, it's just okay. Like, it just doesn't do anything for me. Like I said, I think the darker version of it is better than the nice one.
All right, next.
Carbide.
The first superhero skin. Their superhero skin. Ah, C.
I would give him a C. He has good variants.
He does, and they were the first experimental ones with color, which we'll get to in the other version.
There are some people who are a little bitter about that.
We all are. All right, next.
Because that was one of the first ones that was, like, really hard to, like, get to, as I recall.
Yeah, it was.
Catalyst. This is the female, or one of the female, oh, crap. What was his name? Drift.
Yeah.
This is part of the Fox clan.
I think it's a C. C or B.
I honestly don't like this. I really don't like it. I didn't like it when it came out.
So we'll go C.
Yeah, we'll go C because honestly I would say CD for me because I just don't care for it at all. All
right, so I'm more on the B. You're on the D, so C.
Cluck. Okay. A giant chicken.
It's a funny meme skin, but like the variants are terrible.
Honestly, of like the black and red version.
I don't like it. I don't
really. The Deadpool cluck is kind of cool.
I don't like it. It's creepy to me.
Okay, fair.
I want to go D, C?
I would say it's at least a C just for the memes.
Okay. All right, next.
Dark Voyager.
So this was the season 10 version of the astronaut skin.
The variant with the skull is cool, but otherwise, I would say this is a D for me. Yep. Like, it just doesn't...
I agree.
Doesn't knock my socks off at all.
Okay, next.
Deadpool! I would give Deadpool a B. Like, they did a good job on the render.
Yeah, B. Solid B.
Like, that's the thing for all, like, the superhero stuff. They did a really, really good job on all the rendering. So... Because it definitely looks like the actual superhero.
Yeah.
Which you would expect it to. Demi! She's from Chapter 1, Season 9. With a really, 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 really short skirt.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not quite sure how they got that through and didn't get yelled at by people for that. I would say she's a C.
Yeah. All right. Next.
Dire. This is the werewolf version of Jonesy. He's from Chapter 1, Season 5. I want to say CD.
I said D.
Yeah.
Cool concept. It's just very basic.
Like, the werewolf versions are cool, but, like, it's just... You could just tell that they were starting to get experimental.
Yeah.
With stuff.
Yeah.
DJ Yonder. The original version of DJ Yonder.
B.
Are we counting the variants as well?
No, there's the other Yonders in here as well.
Okay. I would say Yonder's a B. Like, the whole look and everything was just really, really, really cool. And the fact that it's Daft Punk.
Yeah. It's cool. It's a cool skin at the time. I like it.
Yeah. Doctor Doom, I'm going to say we give it a B just for the fact that it's a good render.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that it clinks, but I like that they did add that effect to just help make it more immersive.
Yeah, but it's annoying to wear, so B.
Yeah. It's a B. Drift.
I like Drift.
I would say Drift's like a solid C just for all the different versions and everything.
I put them high C, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So up next we have... I gotta get the name.
Dusk.
Dusk. Your latex vampire.
D.
Yeah, I'd give her a D.
Elite Agent.
I would go with a D on that.
Yeah. Ember.
C. I think she's well done.
Yeah. It's okay. It's not great. If there's more, I think, color to her, she would be a B.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where it stands.
Yeah. Elite Agent, a.k.a. the I.O. Guard.
No, we just did that one. The girl skin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Enforcer is the I.O. Guard.
Yeah, Enforcer, a.k.a. the I.O. Guard. I'm going to say that one's a D.
Yeah. Now we have Eternal Knight, the one with the creepy skull head.
No, that's Eternal Voyager.
No?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, they're backwards. Some of these aren't in order.
Okay. The Voyager...
I would say that's a B. They did a nice job with that one.
Yeah. And then Eternal Knight, I would say C. Where would you go B?
I would say a B on her, because they did a really good job with her.
Okay.
Oh, it's my OG skin! Fable! Are all the Fables in here, or is it just the one?
It's whatever her variants are on here from that battle pass.
Okay, that's just the Fable.
Yeah, OG Fable. It's either S or A.
I would give her an A. I don't think she's quite an S, but for, you know, I would go an A for sure.
Okay.
I just think she's really clever, and I think she's really well done. And I love her, so, you know, y'all can just deal.
Fade, a D?
Yeah.
Didn't really care for it. Same with Fusion. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, Fusion just didn't do anything for me.
Giddy Up.
I want to give Giddy Up a B. I think it's so cute. Yeah,
because it has it's one of the first with the built-in emote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's got a huge hitbox on it, but it's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Groot, I say we give him a B.
Okay.
Just because it's a good render. Yep. But it's like all the other superhero skins. It's obviously something that they're bringing into the game. So there's not much creativity involved in that one from their end in terms of coming up with a new concept.
Yep.
Huntress, I would say she's a C.
Okay. Hybrid, fake Deadpool.
Deadpool before they could get Deadpool and all his lizard variants.
D.
Yeah.
We'll come back to the night one. Let's go with Tony Stark.
I would say he was a B, maybe an A, just for the Iron Man skin or the Iron Man variant.
Yeah, A's fine.
They did a good job on him, like with everything.
We could do these. The Ice King.
I would say the Ice King's a B.
Yeah. How about Jennifer Walters?
Honestly, I would put her as a C.
Yeah, She-Hulk's pretty decent, but yeah, I'll go C.
There's just, in terms of like the render is good, at least I think. I'm not as familiar with the She-Hulk property, but like the render's good, but there's just not a lot to the Jennifer Walters portion, because obviously she's a lawyer. Than the She-Hulk version, but it's actually kind of very just simple.
Yeah.
So I would go with just that. So chapter 2, season 1, Journey versus Hazard. She's a C. She's cute.
Yeah. All right, Jules.
I would say Jules is a B or an A.
I'd put her an A.
Jules is really well done. Same for Kit. I would say Kit's an A.
Yep. I can't disagree on that one.
Like, Kit's almost a borderline S.
You know what? S.
Yeah, they did a really great job with Kit.
Because of the built-in emote, S.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the emote. I forgot about the emote.
Yeah, S. First S tier of the night. All right.
Yeah. Condor, the variant's cool.
I liked it in when, like, oh, hey, this is a cool skin that's going to be in the battle pass. And then you use it, it was just...
It's just okay.
C.
Yeah, it's a C.
Lara Croft.
Just because you get all three versions of Lara Croft, I would say it's an A. Yeah. But I really like how the new version of Lara Croft looks in this game. They did a really great job with her.
They did.
Lexa! I hate this skin. But I hate it because... sweats.
C?
Yeah, it's a C. Like, they did a nice job with the anime stuff, but, like, yeah, it's just... I hate it because of the sweats.
Okay.
Up next, we have Lux.
I would say B.
Yeah, she's a B.
She was
picture does not do her justice.
And her wings are just...
Oh, God, her wings go with everything.
They do.
That gold is just perfect. It goes with everything.
Okay. Lynx.
Lynx! Maybe Kit's mom. We don't know.
As a skin, it's a B or an A.
I would say it's an A, just for all the variants of her, because there's a bunch for that skin.
Yeah.
I would for sure say she's an A.
Okay.
Man cake. I have to give it an A.
Okay.
Just because of how creative it is, it's like, that's just a really cool, fun, stupid skin.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can run around as a cowboy stack of pancakes. Why not?
Yeah.
Plus, you know, we can all go down to the butter barn.
Yeah.
Mando!
Mando.
I'm gonna say Mando's an A. Even though there's only one version and it was sweaty as hell, they did a spectacular job of rendering him.
Yeah, if you say A, we'll go A.
Plus, we got motherfucking Baby Yoda with him. I mean, come on!
Okay.
Up next, we have Master Key. Honestly, I'm gonna give him a D.
Fake Ninja.
It's Fake Ninja.
Before they got his skin done, they gave us Fake Ninja in the battle pass.
Yeah.
Just like Fake Deadpool.
Yeah, they tried.
All right,
Maeve. I almost have to give Maeve an S. Like, she's just spectacular.
Yeah, and because of her legs that transform, yeah, S.
Yeah, she's an S. They just did a wonderful job with her. Like, just from a creativity standpoint, it's just fabulous. Maya?
B.
I was going to put her at a D. I just didn't really enjoy Maya at all.
I did. So C.
Yeah, let's make her a C. And the reason why I didn't really enjoy Maya is I did not like the selection options, and I don't like that you can't change her. Mm. That it's permanent, and it's like the selection that you can't really ultra customize her the way that you would want to. Like, you just, it's very basic. So I would hope that maybe in the future, if they do decide to do that, that you could get more than what you got, and that's what kind of like soured me on her. Just because, like, for some of the clothing options, it's like, oh, I know you guys can do better than this.
Yeah.
I have it sitting in my locker right now.
All right, next.
Up next, we have Menace. I would say he's an A or an S.
I was thinking C or B.
Are you that final variant, though, with, like, the flaming plume, like the look at my how big my dick is version?
I'd then go B.
I'd put him at a B, but just the way that they rendered him out with the textures and everything, I think he's beautiful.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me.
Fair. Meowsles.
A or an S.
I would give him an A.
Okay. Easy.
Yeah. He's just, it's a anthropomorphic muscular cat. I mean.
I'm just holding one over something right now, so we're waiting for you to say his name.
Midas is an S. My video game husband, he's an S. Okay. For sure.
All right, mission specialist. Eh, D.
She's cute.
No, is that the she?
Oh wait, no, never mind.
That's the guy. The she's the other one.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Moonwalker, see? The female version?
Yeah. Okay. The female version, yeah. I wasn't around for that season, so it doesn't really do much for me, but yeah.
Doesn't do much for me either.
It's astronaut skin, so it's like, okay.
Okay.
Mystique. I would give her a B.
Yeah, it's all B.
I feel bad for her, though, because she's become, like, the default bot skin.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweaty Neymar Jr.
I have to give that an S. They did a really great job with both versions of him. Like, the suit of armor thing that he can transform into, that's pretty,
yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Nightshade, bless her. I gotta make her a D. I don't know why they made the female tomato a fucking ninja, but they did.
I thought it was going to be a B. So C.
Yeah.
Ocean. B or C?
I would say she's a B or a C just because...
Put her a B.
I want to see how she fits into the story because I think she's tied to Brutus somehow. I just don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we'll find out at some point, maybe. I don't know. So, all right. Omega. Not the Omega. The Omega skin.
Ah, C.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Same with the, you know... They're superheroes.
Yeah.
All right. Onesie.
Onesie.
I don't like it as a dirt burger, but I like the alternate version.
I think it's creative. Like, I think it's cute.
C?
Yeah, I would say it's a C.
Okay.
OG Peely.
B.
Make him a B. For when he came out, it's just like, it's a giant...
Banana.
Banana. Holy crap, it's a giant banana. Like, how can you not?
Yeah. Powder. B or C?
I would say she's a B. She's cute. I haven't used her in a long time though.
Ragnarok.
Honestly, I have to say he's like a B or a C.
I go B with all the different variants.
Yeah.
He has a lot of variants.
Mm-hmm.
Current season, Raz.
I'd have to say he's a B or a C.
I'll go
Like the upper echelon versions of him are cool. Like the different variants or him are cool, but just like the standard is just it's okay.
Rebirth Raven.
C. I have to give that an A.
Really?
I think they did a great job on her. And I like
the second. Yeah. That works for me. Red Line. Standard biker character, C.
I would put her in a D. She's just sort of
okay.
Average.
Right.
Brent's girlfriend in game, Reese.
I was underwhelmed.
She's C.
Yeah.
She's a solid C. I mean...
I expected more out of it. That's all.
I think the bounty season was just really weird. Mm-hmm. Because you had all these very different
characters
come in.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because he's pulling people from all over, right? But it's just like there was no... I kind of wish for the bounty characters you got an explanation as to where they came from.
Yeah.
And why they're there, because it's like, why is there a road, you know, and you kind of got it with, like, the Roman Gladiator, and you kind of got it with, like, some of the others, but for, like, Reese, it's just, like, she's just there, it's, like, Lexa, what the hell was going on there?
Yeah. All right, next.
Up next, we have Remedy versus Toxin. I think she's a C.
Yeah, solid C.
Like, she was just kind of another... She was from the Chapter 2, Season 1. She was just another one of those that was like, she's okay, she's cute. Yeah, she's cute.
Ripley, B Sludge.
I have to give that a B. It's a fucking Sludge character. I mean, yeah, come on.
Works for me.
Slurp Sludge character. I mean, it's just, it's too good.
All right, Rook.
Rook.
I say C. CB.
Yeah, I give her a C. Yeah, she was... She's cute.
Same with Rox. Same with Rox. I give her a C, too.
Yeah, they were both just kind of like... Rox is cool. I would actually almost put Rox at, like, a B, just because she's, like, ultra cute in a skirt.
Put her up to B.
But, yeah, Rook was just... Is kind of one of those just filler skins, unfortunately.
Yeah. Royal Knight.
Honestly, I put that as a D.
Yeah.
Like, I hate doing that to her, but it's just kind of like, eh...
Rust Lord.
Eh. He's the titties out version, right?
No, what do you mean titties out version?
Oh, wait, no, that's a different one. That was a different one. This is Chapter 2, Season 3. Okay. Never mind.
Chapter 1.
No, there's the later version of him.
Yeah, X-Lord.
X-Lord, that's like titties out. I mean, I give him, he's kind of like a Star-Lord, so.
C?
I'd say C.
Huh.
It's like Star-Lord before they got Star-Lord.
Yeah. Scuba Jonesy.
I would say like a D.
Yep. Sentinel. Robot Chicken.
I kind of got to put the Robot Chicken as a B.
Okay. Works for me.
And I feel like we'll get no more Christmas presents if we put Santa any less than like a B. Sergeant Winter.
Yeah.
It's fucking it's Commando Santa. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Sidewinder. She's just okay.
I'd say she's like a C or a D.
I put her D. Sentinel. I really like Sentinel. I love the chase for Sentinel because you had to go all around and find her pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's a B or C.
Yeah, I would say she's a B. Like the chase for the helmets was cool. That was fun.
Yeah.
And the way that she tied into the story, because basically she ties in as she's the pilot for the Mac.
Yeah.
That took down the monster.
Yep.
So she saved the original island from the monster. Go her. And then she peaced out.
Yep. Siona?
B.
A what?
I'd say she's a B.
Yeah.
She gave us the emotes, so I mean, you know, we can't complain.
True.
I would say Sky's a B, too.
I was saying A.
Okay, I can go with A. Like, I think Sky's just really...
She was really cool.
Yeah. She's one of the more creative boss characters that they came up with, so I can give her an A and be okay with that.
Sledgehammer. I saw what they were going for. It was cool back in the day, but in terms of skins, C or D?
Yeah, I could go with like a C or a D. Trying to decide. I would say he's like
C.
Kind of like, yeah, he's kind of a C.
Low C.
Low C. He's right on that cusp, because it's like, you don't want to say he's basic, because there's like some stuff to him, but at the same time, it's like there's nothing like really memorable.
Yeah.
Per se.
Squad leader. That's the army dude I use. I say C.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Stratus.
Stratus had the chase, which was good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you got the different variants and you had to go around the map to find the different variants. And she ties in. I think she ties into the story as well.
Wait, no. And Stratus is a dude, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, Stratus is the dude. No.
Oh, Stratus is a dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Your stuff is out of order.
Yeah, no.
No, Stratus is cool. I think Stratus would be a C or a B.
I say C for the dude.
Okay.
Sunstrider.
I gotta pull the pictures. The shit's out of order.
She's the beach chick.
I would say she's a D.
Yeah.
She's cute, but she's kind of a D for me.
Yeah. Tirana.
I would give Tirana an A.
Yeah. 100%. 100% an A. Let's see. Where are we? Sparkle Specialist.
She's a C or a B. I think she's cute, and I like the different variants. They're just very... Obviously,
she,
very bright.
She was Sparkle Specialist was the original, and Sparkle Supreme was the one we got. I would say both C.
Mm-hmm.
What's next? Technique.
Up next, we have Spire Assassin.
The Spire Assassin. Oh, ooh, Spire Assassin. B.
I was gonna give her like an A. I think, especially the higher variants that you get of her, like it's an entire metallic suit of armor.
Okay. Okay.
That glows. I mean, and the gold version is just like, so look at my dick. Like, it's just gold and purple. It's so gaudy. It's wonderful. I love it.
Works for me. Then we have Technique, the original skin.
OG.
The OG. I like it. B or C?
I could go with a B on her. Okay. She was one of the more creative ones, yeah.
I like Tilted Technique better.
Mm-hmm.
So I put her as an A, just because of the variance you get with her.
Yeah, no, I can go with that.
Tina.
Tina, I would put at a very solid B.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Let's see. Who can we get through really quick? Turk.
Turk, I would say, is a C.
Trog.
Old man version is hotter. Trog, I would say, is a B or a C.
I'll go C. Valor. She's with the silver and red skin.
I would say she's a C.
Yep.
She's another one of those, like, original superheroes that they came up with, so, you know, they did a good job with her.
Vega.
Vega. I think she's a B or a C. I think they did a good job on her as well.
Mid-C.
She's just kind of one of those, but she was like a filler skin.
Yeah. She was. How about Vendetta?
Vendetta. Ooh.
B. B or C? I think C. High C.
Hold on, we're going to pull the stuff, chat. If I have Vendetta, do I have Vendetta in the list somewhere? Yes. Yeah, I would go C.
Now we're getting into it. The Prisoner.
I like this skin. I think that's like an A, maybe even an S, like because it renders out better in the new.
Yeah, I go A.
New stuff.
I'd go
like the
A.
Chase for that was good. Mm-hmm. The fire effect is good.
Yeah, I go
it
A.
was crucial to the story, which was nice.
Yep. All right. The Reaper, fake John Wick. C.
Yeah, because they have real John Wick, so I would give it a C.
This one's the scientist, the big bulky guy.
I would honestly give that like an A. I think they did a good job with it, and it's. There was a chase involved in it, which is good, and it was crucial to the story.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one. Let's go with was it Storm?
Yeah, I'd say Storm and Thor are both. Or actually, say I would say Storm's an A and Thor's a B because they did a really great job, especially on Punk Storm.
Yeah,
in creating that in the game, so I think she turned out really, really well. And the fact that they did Storm. Because out of all the X-Men, people tend not to, like, go with her, and she's one of my favorite X-Men, so, you know, nepotism.
Nepotism, yeah, I mean, that works for me. Let's go with, the Ultimate Knight? Ultimate Knight? Whatever it was called?
I would say he was a C.
Ultimate Knight? Yeah, C.
Yeah.
The Visitor, OG. C.
Yeah. I could give you that one.
Wolverine. I'd say S or A.
I'd say he's an S. I think they did a great job on him. Except for the fact that we had to chase him through the woods and almost died to him countless times.
But he looks really good, yeah.
Yeah, they did a great job with him. And that's not to say that they didn't do a great job with all the Marvel stuff, because, you know, they're being paid to do a good job with it, but just in terms of the way that the characters come into the game, some just look better than others.
Yeah.
Just because it's, like, outfit choices and aesthetic stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like how that Thor has the giant P on his chest. Like, it's just...
I get you. What's next?
Up next... Can you scroll back down, maybe?
I did.
I'm waiting for the screen to catch up. Because the sheet's so out of order at this point, I can't tell who's left. DJ Yonder, new version.
A.
That's an A.
A all day.
Like, the fact that they gave him a damn crown. Like, come on!
Right?
Like, he made it. Your boy made it. And so he's got his fancy suit that lights up and his crown and stuff. It's like, come on, man. Yes.
Give me all of that, yeah.
Yeah. All of that. All right, let's go with X-Lord. Tits out version of Russ Lord. The slutty brother.
The slutty brother? I'm not sure.
I'd say he's a B or a C. I think the fact that he was one of the first skins that they went shirtless on, like, I think that gives him, like, a B status right there, because that was the first time that you had a male character that was, like, pretty much topless in the game.
Okay, we'll go with a B on that one, then.
Even though, again, it's weird, they don't have nipples.
They do not have nipples, no.
I'm going to say Zenith is a solid C.
Yep. Serona?
She was the one that had the chase for the pants.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give her, like, a B.
Okay. And then there's Zoe.
Oh, Zoe, with your striped pants with your butt coming out of your skirt.
B or C?
I would say, yeah, I could agree with a B. I think she's one of the original skins, and she's really well designed for that.
Yep.
So, yeah, I give her a B.
So there you go, chat. All the Battle Pass skins, tier ranked. There's your list. Post it on social. So there you go.
Woo! And with that, I think we're done.
We are indeed done for the night.
So you have some plugs, so plug away.
Oh god, this is going to be hard. Anyway, Saturday Night Midnight is another edition of CBRCRealLab.com, GreaterThanTheGreatDebate.com. WrestleTalk Radio, Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday nights, Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Most likely following the Raw Post Show will be live with CB Radio Not So Live. I get it. It's CB Radio Not So Live, but live. I feel bad we missed some stuff the last couple weeks, so we're going to do CB Radio Not So Live, live Memorial Day after the Raw Post Show. Enjoy. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern for another edition of The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Wild Talk Radio, and Twitter, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangle on the left screen. You can also use credit code ROCKETSOCK or
code Linz M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop, when you buy the new season, Battle Pass, coming soon in like 3 weeks, 2 weeks. Because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LANSWRD. And if you're checking stuff out, check out our fine friends over at MBGFilmsYouTube.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back next week with another show. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.